episode 570, Your Voice Echoes Victory.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, ladies. How are you doing? Guess what? It's a brand new day. How's your week going? Was Monday okay? Or are you kind of going crazy? Well, I've got to be honest with you. It's been absolutely, well, I wouldn't say chaos, but it's been very busy, very productive, and I don't think I've sat down except now to chat with you. And I'm so glad that you're here because you know what? It's my excuse to take a load off. It really is. So come on in, take your shoes off. Let's get comfortable. It's time for you to hear your voice. It echoes victory. It's your day to be inspired, to take that next step as to where you are headed. When your day gets long and drawn out, your voice echoes victory. Initially, you might be hearing squeals and squeaks, hoping to drown out your weariness. Your voice echoes victory. When the days seem longer than the nights, hold your heart and let it pound with gratitude. The squeals and the squeaks can be irritating, but it doesn't need to consume you. Do you have those moments in your schedule? And it could be a day, it may be just an hour. And you just feel like the world isn't stopping. It's beyond a roller coaster. It's beyond the hamster wheel. You're going and coming in so many different directions. I hit that wall today when I began to return home from a business trip. And I loaded myself up in my car and I got in the car. And as I was driving, oh my goodness, it was absolutely crazy. The traffic was horrendous. It made me actually appreciate living in a very small town. But I could begin to feel my heart pound faster. And I thought, I'm not going to make it. What's going to happen? And then you know what? I just kept going down the rabbit hole of negativity. And so I stopped for a moment. I did actually almost have to pull over because I lost my phone, which had the map. It went down the side of the chair, you know, of the seat of the car. Have you ever had that happen? And they don't make them big enough to where you could grab it. I was in a rental car. So I almost had to pull over, but luckily I was able to kind of squeeze it out. And it just was like, okay, wait, I got to stop. Christiane, this is enough. Why are you allowing yourself to do this? Your voice echoes victory. So I began to change my thinking. And I said, you know what? Let's change it right now here in the car. And so I spoke actually out loud and I said, Lord, I need you to help me. I need you to take care of this day because obviously it's not in my control. Traffic is happening. I'm already running 15 minutes later than I wanted to. I wanted to be able to get there almost 2 hours in advance so I wouldn't be flustered, but I'm beyond flustered and I can feel it in my body. Your voice echoes victory. So I began to allow myself and I spoke out and I said, Lord, help me. And he did. And you know, throughout the entire trip back home, it was the smoothest ride ever. I kid you not. I didn't even have time to fill up the rental car with gas. And I was like, oh my goodness, it's going to cost me $50, $60, $75. It was like $20 and change. Woo, a celebration. Your voice echoes victory. I continued on. And when I got on the plane, I was like, oh my goodness, it is so jam-packed. And I was flying the cattle, you know, boarding one, which is Southwest Airlines. And so you get that special number. And I didn't have a really high number. And it was a full flight. Not one seat was available. But when I got on the plane finally, there was an aisle seat that was like three rows back from the very front. And I kind of looked at it and I was like, well, this is really strange. Why is this available? So I looked up and glanced to see, well, could I put my little carry-on that had all of you in it, meaning I had my podcast equipment with me because I take you guys with me everywhere we go. You come along. And so I got to keep it close to me. So I looked up and I was like, okay, maybe I can squeeze my bag in there. So I was able to. And I asked the young lady sitting next to, you know, sitting next to the open seat. I said, is this seat taken? She says, no, ma'am. And so I sat down and I put my stuff underneath the seat. And then I began to look over. Of course, you know, I'm still wondering in my mind, why is this seat available? What's wrong with it? And I looked down, and this was an adorable little puppy dog. His name was Edward. And he was a flying as an emotional dog for this beautiful woman that I met who is pregnant with her first child. And they're about ready to get to move back home. And they were so excited. And I thought, oh my goodness, everything has been laid out for me. Your voice echoes victory. When you speak goodness, when you pray and you ask for help, you're going to get it. It may not come designed the way you think it should. I didn't think a puppy dog would be sitting next to me in the plane, but he was so cute. Absolutely precious. In fact, I need to put him on our page. So come on in to our Facebook page so you can see little Edward. He is so adorable. He's 8 years old. Cutest little thing. So well behaved. He gave me kisses even. And you can see a picture. I'll put him in there so you can see him. But little did I know that all of this would happen. I mean, I went through security with no problem, you know, plane changes because I had a layover, and then I went and caught another plane because you never can do like a one-way, I mean, a direct flight anymore. It just is like almost next to impossible. Your voice echoes victory. Open your mind, your body, and your spirit, and let your light shine bright. When the junk hits the fan, let it fall. You trying to pick up all the pieces will only increase your frustration, causing you to hunker down. Giving up is not an option. How can you let your beauty and goodness be diminished? You are fearfully and wonderfully made. That's a pretty amazing description of who you are. Look in the mirror. No, you may not be feeling it. In fact, it might be simpler to focus on the junk. It takes less energy. But have no fear. Your voice echoes victory. As your heart provides the beat to your day, lift yourself up with the smile of the day. Allow the words of love and forgiveness to adorn your lips. May your ears hear confidence and encouragement. With each step, feel the energy flow through your body, empowering your every move. This is your day. Your voice echoes victory. It can be heard throughout the land. As a woman of impact, your gift must be present. Your journey is still before you. Let your story be told as your voice echoes victory. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.